The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Irish business has reason to be concerned about the rise in cybercrime, with one in eight businesses having suffered a financial loss due to a cyber attack in the last 5 years. But what part does AI play in this threat to our cybersecurity? I'm joined on the line by Jake Moore, Global Cybersecurity Advisor for ESET, a European cybersecurity company. Jake, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, I think the best way to demonstrate how vulnerable we are is for you to tell me your own experience when you decided to test the security of a corporate.
Oh, I did. And before I start, I must say I had permission to do this. So I have always been interested in how crime evolves. And with AI increasing over the last couple of years, I decided to test what was available and what would actually work. And I've been really interested in deepfakes. So that's when you can create a video of someone and make it say whatever you want. The same thing works for audio cloning as well. And so I decided to, with permission of a CEO of a local business, a good friend of mine, in fact, to see if I could create this video and make it say anything I wanted, but nothing too crazy, nothing to make people fall into a trap or give any money away. So I decided to say that he was going to cycle to Australia because it was a challenge that he wanted to commit. And then I got into his LinkedIn, again, with his permission. That was with another bit of hacking that I've been accustomed to. And then I posted this video of him saying that. And lots of his followers on LinkedIn believed it. In fact, there were people in the comments saying, where's the link that I can fund this huge cycle ride? Is it for charity? And wanting to give me money, which is something that I hadn't really thought about. But it proved that when it went out to his, say, 10,000 followers and it had about 5,000 views in the first 24 hours, that actually people that even knew him believed that they were seeing something that was actually genuine.
Because it was kind of based on the fact that he was a cyclist anyway, so it was a credible story.
Absolutely. So, and that's actually part of these cons. It's something that takes just a little bit of something believable and then to expand it, just how criminals work. And that was why this test worked so well, because like you say, he is into cycling and he's a very well-known person of our local community. And he has done the odd cycle post on LinkedIn in the past. So although it seems like a rather huge event to cycle all the way to Australia, I don't know even how long that would even take, but it was something that fit in with the narrative, and that's exactly how cyber criminals operate.
Now, you were also able to, with his permission, break into his office.
Yeah, so with one of my hacking tools, which is, funny enough, they're legal to go and purchase on the internet, I was able to copy his RFID card that gets him into his office. Now, lots of people will use an RFID card to get into, say, hotel rooms or maybe their office, and they might have different areas of the office that they get into. So with him being the CEO, he can get everywhere. And again, with his permission, I just made a copy of his card, just simply within a couple of seconds of it sitting on the desk in front of me. And he said, fine, I'll leave it to see if you can get into the office. I knew he didn't work on Tuesdays. That was on his social media. Again, what a cyber criminal would potentially look for. And then on the next Tuesday, without anyone else knowing, I simply got through three doors to go and sit in his boardroom. And I took a photo of me with my feet up on the desk and I sent it to him. And he replied with quite a few swear words.
Now, the little device you used, I don't know whether you want to mention its trade name, but it's available online. You know, you can Google it and find out that Amazon sell it. And it seems like it's a criminal tool.
Yeah, it does. And this is where a lot of people start to get a little bit worried about what is available to the general public. But what we call ethical hacking is actually a really, really important part for staying safe online, all businesses. If you think simulation attacks, so we have to use this ethical white hat hacking ability to test the securities that are out there. Otherwise, we won't know where our loopholes lie and where our vulnerabilities are. And so by testing them all, we can then patch up those vulnerabilities and make ourselves stronger. If you think about your mobile phone, it's always getting an update. I think there was one just this week, in fact, from Apple throwing out to all phones to go and update. This is because they are always testing their phones to see if there are any weaknesses. They then go and update and patch those little problems and make your phones, and in the whole case of businesses, all businesses and software, more secure.
Now, the problem with deepfakes, and you know, you could become your friend and masquerade as him. You could become Daniel Craig, become James Bond if you so wish. All of this is possible. So how do you protect against that if they are so credible that you might look at your own wife and say, my God, that's her. And it ain't. It's somebody else. I mean, how are we to cope?
Well, I've tested all of that, in fact. I've made deepfakes of myself. My wife did notice something was odd when I made a deepfake of me, but my mum did believe it was me. And so that just proves how good this technology is. It's improving all the time. So I would say it's best to verify, because I used to say a couple of years ago, maybe look out for any synchronization issues, or maybe the video might be a bit blurry, but only in 2 years I've seen the technology improve so much that now I say, always make sure you can verify, especially if the audio clip, maybe it's a WhatsApp voice note, or maybe it is a video that's been sent to you. If they are requesting sensitive information or anything like a password or credit card details, or in fact asking you to move money to somewhere, go and verify it in another means. Don't go back on that same number, because sometimes it'll come from a different phone number saying, in fact, that they've lost their phone, or they can't get to it for any number of reasons. So get in touch with another communication method and always double check.
But it could be a deep fake of your pal saying, meet me in the great Yarmouth Arms on Friday for a drink, or we'll watch the match or whatever. So the ne'er-do-well knows you've left your home and it's now open for burglary.
Well, that is a potential, but in fact, there's more cybercrime and fraud out there than burglary these days. In fact, in the UK, we're seeing 40% of crime is now fraud and cybercrime. So, in fact, that's a bigger issue. But yes, of course, double check any message that's asking you to do something. If it just feels a bit strange, if it's coming through from a different channel than you would be expecting, then go another way. Call them, message them, email them, face-to-face even, and just double-check what it actually is.
Now, the common mistakes that people make, I mean, we know that companies, for example, if you're at your desktop, they may have ways of preventing you from gambling online or looking at porn sites online. They'll have those kind of controls built in centrally. But a lot of people do use their work laptops for non-work activities.
Yeah, and that can be a big issue, because we've got malware that is lurking on lots of different sites, and not just through streaming and gambling. It could be really anywhere on the internet. And when you start to go into these sites that, say, aren't always monitored or updated, say, correctly, then it could leave those laptops open if they haven't been updated. Now, if you are using a work laptop, you most likely will have an IT team, or at least someone that is helping out, making sure your computers are up to date and patched. So when Windows, for example, comes up with a new update, it's always best to make sure that it's put up to the new update as soon as possible. But some computers might be a bit slower than others to have that update, and therefore they might be vulnerable to any extra malware. But of course, it's always best to have your antivirus on there as well. Again, if it's a work laptop, it should have this. But that also goes for home laptops as well, because so few nowadays are being turned on that when they are turned on, they're not being updated, and they might not have their antivirus on there as well.
What are the most common mistakes made by companies and by individuals in terms of making themselves vulnerable?
Well, what we're seeing now is that as so many computers tend to be secure, it's about the social engineering side of things. So what we've seen a lot over the last couple of years is when someone starts a new company, they might go and post on social media, such as LinkedIn, even as the business social media, to say where they've started, which is relatively straightforward. You expect lots of people to do that. But then criminals can monitor this and see that you've just started there. So they then send from a random web-based email, such as Gmail, and say that, hi, it's the boss here. And they know who the boss is because they can Google the company. And they might ask them for a request, like to go and purchase Apple cards or so on. Now, this might sound something that most people would see straight away and go, of course, that's a scam, that's a phishing email. But so many people do fall for this because in their first week, they don't want to let someone down, especially someone of high rank or indeed the CEO of a company. I've seen people do this and I've seen people reply or email me straight away to say, I think I've done something rather silly. What should I do now? So it's something that people really need to be aware of. The social engineering attacks, so that's something that doesn't always involve, say, coding, where they might have manipulated you via email or via phone call. They are getting better and they do sound believable.
Well, it's a very dangerous world we live in, and when you can't literally believe the evidence of your eyes and ears.
Pretty much, but it comes back to making sure you verify and authenticate everything you're doing and always keep sensitive information to yourself.
Jake Moore, Global Cybersecurity Advisor for ESET, which is a European cybersecurity company. Jake, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.